Thousands of Kansas school workers are getting their COVID-19 vaccines, but another step that would keep people safe in schools has gotten less attention: improving the classroom air quality. And as reporters Brian Grimmett and Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service explain, the need for better air isn't just about the pandemic.
So Celia, there are a bunch of reasons ventilation matters. Let's start with what scientists have figured out about ventilation and COVID-19.
Yeah, so airborne transmission is a big deal with this virus. Now scientists say it's an even bigger deal than the risk of touching an infected surface. That means that air quality is really important. If you're standing in a place where you have a lot of people spending a lot of time breathing shared air.
So what do you mean when you say air quality matters?
What scientists are interested in is how fast the air in a given room is changed out or cleaned. It's called the air change rate per hour. And scientists at Harvard University recommend 4 to 6 air changes per hour for a typical classroom.
And do Kansas classrooms get that?
Probably not, but no one actually tracks it in Kansas. I have found some districts have looked into their air change rates, and others don't know what their air change rates are.
Is there anything that any state or federal agency is doing to try to help with this?
There's no one on staff at the state health department or the state education department that can walk schools through how to calculate their air change rates and improve their air quality. And building scientists have been pretty frustrated with the CDC on this topic. They say the CDC has done too little too late to help schools understand what their options are.
What should schools in Kansas be doing?
The top priority is that they should figure out how much fresh air is getting into their buildings. You know, what is their ventilation like? And Harvard has put out a 5-step guide to help schools calculate this. And you boost that with filtering, right? Because your goal is going to be that 4 to 6 air changes per hour. So you want a really high quality filter. Not all schools have systems that can handle these filters, unfortunately. But another option is there are portable units with high quality filters that you can put into classrooms.
So you get a good filter in place, you try to fix the ventilation. Does that reduce the risk of inhaling the virus?
Yes, dramatically. Ventilation, filtration, if you can't improve those significantly, there are other options like trying to kill the virus with UV light, for example. But scientists are clear that they want schools to focus first and foremost on understanding their ventilation and their filtration. All of that should be their start.
Some schools in Kansas and elsewhere are buying products that claim to purify the air with ionization. What about that?
Top scientists in this field are not recommending that. Richard Corsi is one of those top experts in this field. He's an engineer at Portland State University.
And I want to implore everyone not to venture into unproven technologies that have slick marketing.
He says go for one of those portable filtration units instead, if you can.
Portable HEPA filtration systems are a proven technology and can supplement ventilation where ventilation is difficult to increase.
For a typical classroom with 20 to 25 kids, he says you're looking at less than $10 per student per year.
And it doesn't stop there, right? I mean, good air quality is about more than just stopping COVID-19.
Yes. So if we improve air quality long term in schools and also in other buildings, there's evidence that that will help us fight health issues like chronic disease and even help kids learn better in the classroom and adults do better at work.
Okay, Celia, thanks so much for filling us in.
Thank you so much.
That was reporters Brian Grimmett and Celia Yopis-Jepson. The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.